You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. That's the players, the hustlers, the people above them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down, SiriusXM, Channel 204. We welcome our AM radio affiliates into the fold, I believe. We got PC. Is PC in the house right now? ESPN 97.5. Patrick Creighton ready to rock and roll. Do we have him at this? All right. So we're lining him up. We're lining them up right now. This is what happens when we try to do stuff on the fly here. All right? We set the bar a little bit too high. We set the bar up just a little bit too high. And who's left looking like an idiot here? Me, once again. I specifically said, too. All right, listen. You know, we don't have a lot of time with them, so boom. We'll roll out right out of the intro on Sirius into the AM radio affiliate. We'll welcome them on the show. And then, boom, we get the formalities and the small talk out of the way. And then we'll have a segment with them before Drew Martin Betts joins us. All right. Very disappointed, though, Matthias. Like, I'll tell you, like, you've never been in the rock business, eh? Or wrestling? Like, timing, buddy. Timing. Patrick Creighton steps up. What's up, Patrick? How you doing? ESPN 97.5. What's up, Patrick?
Dude, we are raging after midnight in H-Town where it goes down every single night, just like the Houston Rockets. What's going on, Gabe?
I like that. You know what? You just gave me an idea. That's great. After all these years, I need to, like, we'll steal the Judas Priest song, Living After Midnight, raging, though, and put it, raging after midnight. Yeah, raging. And I tell you what, at least you got the Astros. But, yeah, I can understand the pain of Houston sport fans and the rage of Houston sport fans. And I saw you tweeting. People forget, you know, Westbrook actually was a Houston Rocket briefly as well. But I wanted to talk football with you. And, you know, Patrick, you had a poll question up for your listeners and everybody. How many wins do you think the Houston Texans will get? And, you know, you had 3, 4, in between 5, 7, 8, 10. And I don't know, I said 6-ish. And you said, over the next 2 years? Over the next 2 years? So what's the deal right now with Deshaun Watson? And you know what? So we're coming up here against the break. We'll get this on the other side. But, yeah, I want to get your thoughts on Deshaun, because it seems like the dust is starting to settle a little bit. The settlements literally are being made. And I don't know. Are the Texans really going to be as bad as everybody says they are? We'll find out on the other side. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Bring it.
We should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight-up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners. Real winners. Thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas-style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.com.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're everywhere. Radio, the internet, TV, satellite, and our mobile app. We make it easy. Like real easy. In fact, if you're not listening,
it's you.
It's always you.
Slacker.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenzi on Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM Channel 204.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break up the hickory switch.
the late night anger management class. All right, like Krusty the Clown would say, no monologue because my feet hurt. Plus, we got to be quick here. We got Patrick Creighton for a couple of minutes. I want to get down to business. Thanks for joining us at Houston, man. The scene of a great UFC card this week, of course, UFC 262 as well. But let's talk about the Texans right now. What's the feeling on Deshaun Watson and your prediction of what's going to happen with Deshaun? Is he going to be starting quarterback week one for the Texans this year?
No chance. There is no chance Deshaun is starting week one. There's no chance Deshaun is playing week one. To me, the bigger issue is, you know, is Deshaun looking at a 6-game rip, a 10-game rip, or a full season? You know, Lisa Friel, who's the special counsel for the NFL, before she went to the NFL, she headed up the sex crimes units in the Manhattan DA office. This woman is no joke when it comes to sex crimes. She is the one who made the recommendation to Roger Goodell to take all the information they had on Ezekiel Elliott that said no suspension was warranted, throw it in the garbage, and rip him for 6 games. There is no chance on God's green earth or any other planet that Deshaun Watson is playing football week one. And I'll tell you this, Deshaun Watson, if you ask me to put money on it, Deshaun Watson's never suiting up for the Texans again.
Wow. Wow, wow, that's, you know, wow, that's crazy. Because, you know, isn't it a slippery slope, though? And I don't know. And, you know, I don't want to focus in on just him. Actually, I want to talk about the team as well. But isn't it a slippery slope? Like, what's the deal with the Houston Police Department? They're never going to talk openly about investigations. But if there's no criminal, like, is there any criminal investigations going? There is an investigation going, but, you know, is it still ongoing? Is it coming to a close? What's the deal with that? Because you can't suspend somebody for getting sued. You can't suspend somebody for being a jerk. I understand if he did assault somebody, you can suspend him, or worse, arrest him, etc. But, you know, where's, you know, don't we need something substantial to, like, be proven before this guy is suspended by the league?
Well, there are multiple criminal investigations being conducted, of which there have been zero leaks. And if there's no leaks, that probably means there's not a whole lot there. But as we've learned from the Tom Brady case, and as we've learned from the Ezekiel Elliott case, you don't have to do squat to get suspended by the NFL.
I know.
Roger Goodell is judge, jury, executioner, and appellate court, and our court system held up in the CBA. Yeah, Roger has the power under the broad powers provision to pretty much do whatever the hell he wants. And you remember after the Zeke case, you know, the NFLPA said, man, this Article 46, we're going to fix this in the next CBA. Well, you know what they did in the next CBA? They didn't do a darn thing. Hence, Roger still got all the power. So just being sued, yeah, Deshaun Watson absolutely can and will be suspended because he got sued not just once, but 23 times.
Yeah, I get it, too. And I know. And I was just sort of speaking out loud whether it's right or wrong or not, but I don't disagree. And listen, I don't think I'm not going to sit here and defend Antonio Brown. I'm like, oh, you know, AB got screwed over and railroaded and stuff. But look at his rap sheet. Looks like Justin Bieber, like he's a teenager. All right, he threw a rock at a moving truck once. All right, he's been sued by a personal assistant. You know, a lot of people get sued by their assistants. And you're right, he was suspended. And you are right, Goodell does play judge, jury, and executioner. So the win total right now is 4. Tyrod Taylor will be the starting quarterback then. So, and you believe then Tyrod Taylor is starting quarterback week one then, right? Can they win 4 football games
Tyrod
this
Taylor
year?
Tyrod Taylor will start week one. If they win 4 football games this year, that might be the biggest upset in all of the NFL this year. They won 4 games last year with Deshaun Watson playing at an MVP level. They had the worst defense in the NFL, the worst defense against the run. They couldn't stop your local community college's offense. Their run defense was the worst. Their pass defense was hideous, too. They gave up 30 touchdown passes. They had 3 interceptions all year. What did they do this offseason? Well, they got rid of a couple of scrubby guys, and they signed a couple of other team scrubby guys in free agency. So we swapped out our just-the-guys for your just-the-guys. Oh, and they got rid of some guy named J.J. Watt. Their defense is going to be so much better. No, they're going to get destroyed. The difference is Tyrod Taylor can't put up 30 points the way Deshaun Watson could. I mean, this is an offense that last year, in a year where offensive holding was legal, They still gave up 50 sacks with the most mobile quarterback in the league. I feel bad for Tyrod Taylor. That dude's going to get pummeled. They're going to be awful. Paid. Dude, if they win two games, I would tell you there's a better chance they go 0-17 than that they win five games. What are
tickets
the winnable games on their schedule?
$42 right now. Tickets are $42 for the opener.
League.
I was just thinking. Yeah, I was thinking about that, though. Man, it used to be one of the hottest tickets in the league. I was at the Super Bowl, the Nipplegate and all that, and I just remember the passion and the enthusiasm and, man, the poor fan base because they've been diehard and it's got screwed over now. But you're right. I'm looking at the schedule. You open against Jacksonville. All right, that's, you know, Urban and Lawrence's first game. But you're not winning at Cleveland. You know, Carolina's better. You're going to get murdered by my Buffalo Bills, Patriots, Colts, Arizona. And, guys, it doesn't matter where the games are. Arizona, Los Angeles, Miami, Tennessee, New York Jets, all right, maybe. Indianapolis, Seattle, Jacksonville again, L.A., Rams, San Francisco, Titans. As you stated, yeah. And I'm, you know, I'm trying not to be.
Four games.
You know. Yeah. I see two, maybe.
Dave, there's four games on the schedule. There's four games on the schedule. They got a shot. Two against Jacksonville, Carolina with Sam Darnold, and the JEST. Those are the four games they got a shot. I said they'll go 2-2 at best.
Yeah, and I think Carolina.
That defense is still hideous.
I think Carolina, actually, too. I think Carolina will be all right, actually. I don't know. What's your take on – listen, I was in New York for the whole Sam Darnold era. And coming in, I didn't love him. I warned people. I was like, I don't know. He's not the right fit for New York, number one. He's kind of stiff. I didn't think, like, you know, everyone hyped him up as the golden child, so to speak. I didn't like him. But he never really got a fair chance. But at the same point in time, he never stood out either. You know, it wasn't like, oh, this kid's really good and he's just surrounded by bad, by crap. He was just sort of part of the crap. I wonder about his passion and his emotion. What's your take with him with the Panthers? How do you think he'll do?
Well, I'm with you. I think Darnold kind of got a raw deal with the Jets with, you know, the coaching changes, and Adam Gase certainly didn't help anybody. But I don't see that Carolina can suddenly take him from being, you know, what's looked like. He's been a bust. I forgot to pick that early. He's been a bust. And I don't think they could turn him around in a year. Certainly not a year where, you know, half these guys aren't even going to do their off-season workouts. I don't think he's going to be all that good. You know, what is he really going to be much better than what Teddy Bridgewater was last year? If they don't have a healthy Christian McCaffrey, their offense doesn't move. So healthy C-Mac means everything. But a healthy C-Mac means what? They win six games? So I don't think the Panthers are all that good, but they're better than the Texans.
You know, if I'm the Panthers, too, I don't know why you just didn't bite the bullet. I know your defense had to get better, but as you stated, they're probably looking for a new quarterback next year. They could have just taken Justin Fields and just got the program rolling and moved on. So, listen, I've been sort of bashing. And I don't know if bashing is the right word because I haven't said anything personal about the kid. But Zach Wilson, you know, obviously his mother's tweets. We've only got 30 seconds, unfortunately, Patrick. Love having you on. But Zach Wilson buying in, I think the kid's a sacrificial lamb, bro. I think he's in a lot of trouble. Right? What do you think?
I think he can play. I hope that. And I think the Jets might actually have the right coach for once. And I think that Zach Wilson has a lot of talent and he can play. First year is always going to be a little rough, but I think we get to year two, year three, you're going to see him make big strides. I like Zach Wilson. I think it's a good fit.
Hey, let's do it again, Patrick.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight-up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas-style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Creighton, ESPN Houston, 97.5 Fans back.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, or the internet.
Hey, technology grand.
Keep it here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
sportsgrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. sportsgrid.com.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Ridge. I am Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 204. You know the digits. You know the drill. We're breaking it down. We've got football fever. We're fired up for a massive and monster weekend of sports gaming action. Let's bring in Drew Martin. Follow him on Twitter, Drew Martin Pets. Watch and listen to him right here on the grid every Sunday night. And, of course, he's all over the place throughout the week. Drew Martin steps up. What's up, Drew?
Gabe, what is up, my man? Always good to be on with you. One of my favorite people in the industry. The late night stuff, it's always fun as well. And we got a lot going on, man. We got NFL scheduling out, MLB's heating up, and Pac-12 hiring a new commissioner. So can't wait to break it down with you, buddy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Drew, you're right. No matter what you like right now, it's great. It's going on. Hey, if you're a hockey fan, hey, NHL playoffs start on Saturday night. You're an NBA basketball fan, hey, NBA play-in tournament starts on Tuesday. Hey, you love the NFL draft, NBA draft's around the corner. We're going to start breaking that down. And as soon as the props are posted, we're going to crush those. Oh, you're an NFL fan. Schedules released. FanDuel's released point spreads for games already for the upcoming season. We've got a huge UFC card this weekend. Major League Baseball, it's been a really fun Major League Baseball season, too. So let's start off on the diamond. Drew Martin's a big baseball fan and a great baseball handicapper as well. But as far as the baseball season, just from a fan standpoint and a viewing standpoint, yes, there's issues with the game, with the lack of contact. There's a problem when there's a no-hitter every week and every couple of days. There's, you know, nearly a perfect game. But with that being stated, television ratings are strong. Streaming numbers are huge for Major League Baseball. And it's been pretty entertaining Major League Baseball season so far.
Yeah, Gabe, I mean, I can't argue with that. You know, baseball is one of my favorite sports. Grew up loving it. And in terms of betting it, I think sports betting does more for baseball and hockey, also fighting, than it does for kind of other sports. Just because, you know, football and basketball, I kind of love anyway as a fan. And the fact that, you know, your sports bet is fully in line with what the team is trying to do in the major way to bet it, you know, on the money line. If you're betting a team, you know, plus 120 to win the game, well, guess what? You're aligned totally with what they're trying to do. Win the game. Whereas in football, you know, you're laying the 7.5. Sometimes there at the end of the game, it's like your alignment and the coach's alignment and the decision making isn't always there. That always kind of can rub you the wrong way, especially when you start losing some of that those bets. It really doesn't happen as much in baseball outside of the run line. But Gabe, you know, this season in MLB, it's been good, man. And breaking down the bullpens has been, you know, of the utmost importance. What the lineups are doing against the handedness of the pitcher they are facing, and plus just riding the hot teams. You know, the trend is your friend in sports betting, and that is no more true than in baseball. You want to be betting on teams that are hitting the ball good, you know, their bullpens are pitching well, and a lot of times you'll find yourself making some money. So yeah, it's been fun on the diamond this year, Gabe.
Drew Martin kicking with us. You can follow him on Twitter, Drew Martin Bets, and Drew's always posting daily videos of his plays of the day and interesting interviews with other handicappers. And I know you and mid-major Matt recently discussed this. So as far as baseball betting props are concerned, you know, I love, you know, I'm a big prop bettor, but I find in all sports as the season goes on, the numbers get sharper.
Oh yeah,
and the numbers rise, and then you almost have to start looking at unders, you know, on players that you were playing to the over. But as far as baseball is concerned, the strikeout prop is something that's become very popular right over the last couple of years. And like everything, Drew, I was a trailblazer, buddy. I was betting that son of a bitch years ago, right?
Yeah.
Like that whole, will there be a run in the first inning? You know, over under strikeouts. I've been betting that for years, but it's really become a mainstream popular prop, bro, especially over the last 2 years. You know, with the legalization of sports betting everywhere, Drew, and more shows and younger people getting involved, I'll give them credit, like the fantasy type of people and the analytics people and a lot of younger people in this industry, you know, basically caught on that, you know what, I don't know who's going to win, but it's easier for me to just sort of isolate the strikeout prop. And, you know, and people were killing it, and you look, there's less contact than there's ever been right now, not only in the world, in the real world, but in Major League Baseball as well. So it's just kind of, it's one of those, yeah, it makes sense that there's going to be a lot of strikeouts right now. But I've noticed, Drew, and I don't like it in the sense that, you know, look, you bet on Bieber, a strikeout prop, he's got to get to 10. You bet on Cole, he's got to get to 11. And, you know, I lost with Bieber the other night, bro. It was 9.5 and whatever. He got to 8 or 9 or whatever it was. And they took him out of the game. But I have had success with, like, the Tyler Mahles of the world. You know, the Alex Cobbs of the world. These guys where the strikeout props are like 4.5, bro. But they're actually like a guy like Brubaker on the Pirates. Strikes out a bunch of people. People don't know who he is. And his strikeout prop is 4 and 5.5. How do you see it? How did mid-major Matt see it? How do you approach the strikeout prop betting?
Well, it's an interesting question, Gabe, because, I mean, hats off to you finding that early, because now, you touched on it a little bit. With sports betting becoming more legal, especially here on Sports Grid, you know, up there in the Northeast, a little bit more kind of concentrated up there. And sure enough, Gabe, it kind of, that market exists more there because, you know, I'm living it half of my life in Nevada, half of my life in Florida, and heck, in Florida, you know, it's not even legal sports betting fully yet. But
no,
Nevada,
you're right, dude. Walk into a Vegas sports book and ask them for a strikeout prop. You're gonna say,
exactly,
crazy? We don't have a strikeout prop. We don't have that.
Exactly, and I don't think, like, especially if you lived in New Jersey or something, you wouldn't even realize that because it wouldn't be on the top of your head. But it's true. So I haven't personally really been able to benefit as much as some other people out there like yourself. But the fact that it's correlated with what you were talking about, there's no doubt that two things I want to bring up, Gabe. One is the markets do get sharper as the season goes on because there's more data for the odds makers to go off of. It just makes total sense. And as it gets, you know, these strikeout props, when the average bettor goes to look, they're going to look and be like, I love this starting pitcher. I want to bet on his strikeout prop to the over. So therefore, the odds makers got to compensate for that and tax it a little bit more towards the over, whereas those are usually towards the big name pitchers. You just brought up the fact, Male, you know, Trevor Rogers for the Marlins, these guys that nobody really talks about unless you're really into betting baseball. And those guys are where you can make more of the money, at least in my opinion, Gabe. So it's good that you kind of jumped on that, Gabe, and that's where to go. So also, that's the way to make money in MLB too. I mean, if you're laying, you know, -$3 with Garrett Cole night after night, dude, that's going to come up to bite you. Those guys are never the most profitable guys in MLB. I mean, never, I don't know about never, but usually not. It's usually the guys like we're just talking about, Trevor Rogers, Molly, these type of guys that they're not mainstay starting pitchers, Gabe, but they get the strikeouts. You know, sure enough, they have under a 2 ERA a quarter of the way through the season. That's how you win money long-term in baseball.
Drew Martin kicking with us on the Late Night Anger Management Class. I am Gabe Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks. And me and Drew met years ago at the IFBC, the International Football Betting Conference.
That was awesome.
And, you know, it was like a convention, so to speak, of handicappers and athletes and sportsbook managers. Yeah, it was great times. And of course, I made a name for myself, Drew.
I'll never forget it.
We all had like a presentation and a speech and stuff. And there was two things I talked about. I said, guys, take Lane Kiffin and the FAU Owls over win total 4.5.
They won like
11 games.
Yeah.
And I said, guys, I know probably a lot of you don't know about this prop, but I said, take a look at long field goals. I don't know if you remember. I said, take a look at the National Football League at the long field goal prop. And man, I really turned a lot of people on to that, all right? And nobody used to bet that, bro. And every game, all right, Drew, used to be 43.5. If the kicker was good, 44.5. All right? They might make a 45.5, like in the older days. Maybe. But it was 43.5, 44.5, bro. Fast forward to the influx of sports gambling. Fast forward to me telling people this for years. And then like a domino effect, it spreads like a parasite in which everybody bets it. You know what the over-under long field goals are now in the Super Bowl, bro? 48.5
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, like, it's literally moved. You're like, regular season games, Monday Night Football, 47.5 48.5 And you're like, wow, I basically need a 50-yard field goal to win this bet. That's not the bet that I used to make. I used to make a bet when I used to have to kick a field goal from the 28-yard line, a 45-yarder I'd win. As you stated, they evolved. They don't give money away. Then you've got to sniff out and find a new prop.
Right, yeah, 100%, Gabe, and I could see that happening with strikeout. Heck, it's probably already happening. I mean, I'm not into it on a daily basis, but I wouldn't be surprised if it is, Gabe. And the fact of, you know, the best days of betting the strikeout props to the over are behind us
already. Oh, Giolito, Drew. Lucas Giolito, first start, 6.5 Boom. Gets to 8 or something. Next start, bro, 8.5 8.5 And there's not, like, there's not a lot of room for error. You know what I mean, Drew, when it comes to a strikeout prop? Like, put it this way, like, there's a, it's like, well, I want to get Drew's on, thoughts on NFL win totals, but it's like win totals, Drew. There's a big ass difference, bro, between 8.5 and 9.5 There's a big difference between 7.5 and 8.5 There's a big difference between getting 8 strikeouts and 9 strikeouts It doesn't seem like there is, oh, it's only 1 strikeout No, it really is. There's not a lot of room for error with this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's the law of large numbers, you know, 8 to 9 that's more than 10% difference, you know, it's not 88 to 98, you know, or actually it is the same as that, but it's not 88 to like 90 in a college basketball, you know, team total or something of that nature. So you're right, it is a big difference, Gabe, and it, you know, it comes to mention, heck, maybe with some of these strikeout props, we start to look to the under, you know, be a little bit of a contrarian better.
Yes,
because
yes.
You also, what you have in your back pocket, Gabe, is like we saw we almost see it every night. Some of these young pitchers, it's like, oh, a little bit of discomfort. We're going to be careful. We're going to take him out. Sure enough, he makes that first pitch and then gets taken out with, let's just call it, a cautionary.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Injury, and sure enough, that under hits, right, Gabe? That's the way it's graded.
Oh, you see it time and time again. I see exactly. You can bet unders against some of these pitchers because almost everybody's 5.5 nowadays. And then you ask yourself, is this guy even really going to last through 5 innings, even if he gets a K per 9? More with Drew Martin Betts on the other side. Bring it.
Took you long enough to get here, Sporto.
Now that you've found us,
keep it right here for sports news you can use. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talk about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Late Night Anger Management Cast continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Dave Morenci. The pitfalls, the hustlers, the degenerate gamblers, the people at Boston, everybody else in between, including Drew Martin with us from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. So, Drew, I want to get your thoughts on the NFL win totals that have popped up right now and all the excitement. But before we do that, the Pac-12 conference has obviously been heavily criticized over the years. You know, it used to be a football powerhouse that would be in the playoffs, national championship, BCS, etc., on an annual basis. We haven't seen that in years. We know about college basketball, yet, you know, look at the recent tournament. The Pac-12 dominated. You look at the influx of money that's coming into the Pac-12 right now, and the Pac-12's new hire. So, you know, you can argue that Larry Scott, guys, was the worst commissioner in college sports. You have these gems, man, of the Ducks, the USC Trojans, the UCLA Bruins. You combine, like, the football history and the basketball history. You combine the geographical location, the history of the conference, and the fact that they weren't the, you know, the fact that they became what they became was all Larry Scott's problem. It was all his fault. The officiating was crooked and terrible. The politics behind the scenes was crooked and terrible. A great example, all you need to know about Larry Scott, guys, in the Pac-12, and you'll like this, Drew, as an SEC guy. So the SEC was making, like, the least money out of, like, the power conferences and, you know, just not utilizing the assets that they had properly. And their headquarters, all right, Drew, their headquarters was in downtown San Francisco, and it was literally costing them like $14 million a year. Like, they didn't even own the damn building. Like, they were literally paying, bro, like $1 million a month type thing in rent, like type thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And $14 million a month. And they were making the least money signing crappy TV deals. The SEC's headquarters is in Birmingham, Alabama, in a strip mall. And they asked the commissioner of the SEC a few years ago, how come you don't, like, you know, you're not in a big shiny glass building in Atlanta or something, right? And, like, SEC country. He said, why would we do that when we have a 10-year lease at $350,000 a year? In Birmingham, Alabama, right? And it's basically like in a strip, like, you know, really just Birmingham strip mall type thing. He said, no, we got a 10-year lease for $350,000. We're doing just fine. We don't need a big glass building. That's all you need to know, right? Like, the SEC's raking in the money. They're like, no, we're good in this little, we're, you know. That's how rich people are rich, Drew, because they don't throw money away.
Oh, I couldn't second that. I remember reading about that with Larry Scott and just thinking to myself,
yeah, you remember the glass building and everything, right? In San Francisco. Yeah.
I totally remember it. And I'm like, you're in the Pac-12. One thing the Pac-12 has going for it is it's a huge landscape. You know, of you can go into the desert in Las Vegas. You can go up to Oregon in the mountains. You have all of these different kind of choices to make as a Pac-12 commissioner where you want your headquarters. And you pick the most expensive landscape you could possibly pick in San Francisco, where college football isn't even a big deal. I don't even know why you're there spending so much money doing that. You could build your own nice building on the outskirts of Las Vegas for who knows how much cheaper. It's amazing that he didn't make that decision. With that decision alone, he needs to be put, not only fired, Gabe, he should be put in jail and ask for that money back. You know what I mean? It's criminal to do that to people, to do that to other schools in your conference. The fact that, you know, it's not in a cheaper place, even in Las Vegas, which now the new commissioner, I wouldn't be surprised if we hear about that in the next 5 years, then moving it to Las Vegas. I don't even know if it's still in San Francisco anymore, but it definitely shouldn't be.
It still is for now. For now, I assume if they stay in the Bay Area, I assume they'll be moving locations. But as you stated, I mean, if you were really hardcore, you just go out there to like the state of Washington and stuff. If it's good enough for Microsoft, build a big complex, you go out there. Yeah, but so our point is, the guy was a horrible commissioner, guys, just terrible. Yet, love the hire of what the Pac-12 has done. Georgia Kolobayev, MGM. So basically, he's the president of MGM and sports for MGM Resorts International. And now he's the new commissioner of the Pac-12. And I got to tell you, the new gaming world we live in, I don't think they could have hired a better man for the job, bro. This is big time stuff. I have big confidence in what MGM and what this guy can do for the Pac-12.
Absolutely, Gabe. I'm right with you. I mean, this is probably, I don't know him, obviously, personally, and other than just looking it up, you know, talking with you about their new hire, but just the profile of hire, I don't think it could have gotten any better. First off, you know, a lot of people talking about Penn and Barstool, things of that nature. Actually, MGM stock has done up there with any of the gambling stocks. So that's one thing to say in terms of making money. And two, I mean, we get sports betting coming in. What the Pac-12 has to offer, I remember being back in college, Gabe, you know, 2007, you know, 2010. The Pac-12 was money back then in college football. You know, that was USC. You talked about it. Heck, even Oregon, they didn't win the national championship, but they went toe-to-toe with Cam Newton and Auburn
Utah
and stuff.
Utes.
Yeah, they
were. Utes beat Alabama, went undefeated with Alex Smith and Urban Meyer. Like you said, it was big-time stuff.
It was. They were up there toe-to-toe with the big boys, and now it's just, you know, heck, I would even put the AAC ahead of the Pac-12 in terms of college football conference ratings. I just think there's more athletes and bigger-time programs now. But can the Pac-12 kind of rebound here? Absolutely. They have a lot to sell, Gabe. Out on the West Coast, you know, you want to go skiing, you can do that in the Pac-12. You want to go to the beach, you can do that in the Pac-12. You want nice campuses, good-looking girls, fun towns. It's all available in the Pac-12. There's no reason that the Pac-12 as a football conference can't be the top like it is in the basketball. It has more to offer, actually, you know, in terms of experiences than the SEC and the Big Ten do, Gabe.
Drew Martin Betts, I'm getting all fired up for college football right now. Man, bring on some college football win totals. So we've got NFL win totals. And so you're in Las Vegas. I don't know if you've missed the it's probably flown under the radar there. It's not going to be front page news, but Zach Wilson's mother. So BYU quarterback Zach Wilson's mother went on an anti-mask tirade and an anti-Disney tirade on her Instagram. And she basically celebrated the fact that she went to Disney, Drew, and wore a fake mask. She wore like a mesh mask.
How do you even wear a fake mask? Why would you do that?
Mesh. So it's useless. Like, it's just for show. Like, so she had and I guess Disney got in her face about it. And, you know, she's calling them racist, like they're mask Nazis, and never going back to Disney again. Well, it's funny because, you know, Disney is one of your biggest partners in the NFL, right? But then people dug a little bit deeper, bro. And, yeah, it's pretty hardcore. Like, she's kind of, you know, she's all over the place, and she's like a Q supporter and stuff. You know, like the political, like they're crazy about like pizzas and babies and trafficking and all this stuff. She's a nut job, bro. And Zach Wilson actually unfollowed her, but then he refollowed her, which leads me to believe that his mother called him and said, "What are you doing, son? Like, you just left me to dry like this publicly." Yet she actually just locked it. She froze everything. But long story short, I thought the Zach Wilson pick was a stupid pick. I thought that they should have kept Sam Darnold or traded the pick. And, you know, there's just so many things they could have done besides. Like, let me ask you. You and I talked about Matt Jones, Drew, and we agreed that, you know, he shouldn't be the third overall pick. But Matt Jones is better than Zach Wilson, and the Patriots got him 15th overall. The Jets just put the keys to the franchise in his kid's hands. And I think he's going to get lit up, bro. Their schedule is really tough. Their win total is 6. I love the Jets to go under the number, and I like a few other win totals, but what are your thoughts on the win total release and the schedule release?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, Zach Wilson, first of all, Gabe, I think there's kind of like a quarterback inflation going on in the NFL draft to where if I was an NFL GM, not that I wouldn't pick a quarterback, but I would make sure that I really liked him. And in fact, I would do, you know, the opposite of what the Jets did and try to get a guy like Sam Darnold, you know, 2 to 3 years after he was drafted really high. I think that that's the way to go nowadays, because the inflation in the NFL draft for these top college quarterbacks is just too high. You're paying too high of a price. You can get them pennies for the dollar 2 years later. That's the route I would start to go in. And I'm surprised NFL GMs haven't gone that route. But in terms of, you know, the NFL schedule, you release, you know, the win totals. First off, I want to say, Gabe, from a marketing standpoint in the NFL, they're the best at marketing. They really are, because every time I stop and I look at, you know, the NFL draft and all the commercials going up to it, you would think, man, this is the greatest thing ever. This is going to be so exciting. And then you watch the NFL draft, and nothing against it. It's just guys walking across the stage. It's really not all that. And then the NFL schedule's released, and it's like, oh, this is so great, the NFL schedule. And it's like, well, season win totals are out. Wait, am I really going to lock up my money for almost a full year to cash this bet? Well, I better really, really like it to do it.
But, I know.
Yeah, I mean, hats off to the NFL, because they're really good at kind of pushing their product. In terms of, you know, I guess first week numbers, I kind of like the Dolphins. I think the wrong team's favored against the Patriots. I really do. Now, granted, can Cam Newton come back, be healthy, and be, you know, heck, even a shade of what he was in 2015? I don't know. If he is, then it's definitely the right team favored. But I kind of like the Dolphins, actually, week one, man.
You know what? The week one lines are interesting. And obviously, as Drew mentioned, you have to put your money in somebody else's pocket for the next five and a half months. And if you're doing it, if you're betting on an NFL future, even more. But there's been line movement, Drew. There has been. And there is a massive difference. Like, a good example is, bro, like, the Jets were 6.5. Now it's 6. Like, now it's 6. Like, the Lions were 5.5. Now it's 5. So you go from playing for a win to playing for a push suddenly. But I tell you, they better offer you pretty good numbers, Drew, if they're going to hang on to your money for this long.
Exactly. And actually, you know, I know a lot of our listeners, maybe they do. The way that the U.S. government is spending money right now and the purchasing power of the dollar going down so much, you really don't want to lock up your money for that type of bet. It's just kind of cascaded on itself because just the time value of money is worth more right now than it ever has in either of our lifetimes, Gabe.
Drew Martin Betts kicking it with us. Well, it's not his legal name, Drew Martin Betts. It's Drew Martin, but his Twitter handle, Drew Martin Betts. All right, Drew, so we'll get you out of here. Los Angeles Dodgers were struggling. They win two straight. We tell people all the time, if you're going to play the Dodgers, you just play, you know, you either bet against them or don't play them. Or if you're betting on the Dodgers, run line only. And we saw that with Seattle. Now they got the Marlins coming to town over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I actually took it on the chin. I had the Seattle Mariners plus 200 two nights ago when that bottom of the eighth home run hit. So that hurt me. I'm actually more so looking to fade the Dodgers, but you're right. You know, heck, they're a good team. They're probably the favorite to win the World Series by now. They are down over 6 units on the season on the money line. And it speaks to your point. You know, you can't be laying these minus 200 plus favorites. It's a tough deal. And going up against the Marlins, I mean, heck, the top three pitchers for the Marlins, Sandy Alcantara, Trevor Rogers, Pablo Lopez. I'll put those three up against anybody in the National or American League. So they better be ready to play because the Fish can definitely suppress runs with that starting pitching staff.
Hey, Drew, always love talking sports with you, man. Look forward to having a drink with you once again in the future. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Oh, absolutely, Gabe. Let's get together, whether it be Vegas, Central America, wherever, man. Florida, New York. Let's go, buddy.
Let's rock. Thanks, Drew.
Bye, Gabe.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it right here.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S.-owned and operate. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
And as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Working hard 24 hours a day to give you your USRDA of the winning edge. Everything a growing boy needs.
Sit up straight.
Get it right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Oh yeah, that's right, Mean Gene. The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency.
Wow, wild night tonight in the NBA. A lot of stuff to get to. Thanks to Drew Martin. Always great catching up with Drew Martin. You can catch him Sunday night right here on SiriusXM Channel 204 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks and some of our affiliates as well on Sunday night. So thanks to Drew Martin. Mike Blewett will join us. Well, you know, I still want to talk more football. We're not done with the football. Got to get into the UFC. We'll get, you know, all of our picks tomorrow night, but we'll get you caught up to date with what went down today in H-Town. Patrick Creighton joined us from Houston. We didn't even get into the UFC with him. We just talked about the Texans because we've got football fever. But the San Antonio Spurs have clinched a play-in spot. Phoenix are still in the mix right now. So this stuff is getting crazy, man. So as far as the play-in tournament is concerned, as of right now, Charlotte at Boston. The winner would be in the playoffs.
It would also be Washington at Indiana. The winner moves on in the play-in tournament, and the loser is eliminated. So basically, Charlotte at Boston, Washington at Indiana. As it stands right now, it would be the Golden State Warriors at the Los Angeles Lakers. And it would be the San Antonio Spurs at the Memphis Grizzlies. And, of course, the winner of Golden State and the Lakers would automatically be in. The loser gets an opportunity to play against the winner of San Antonio and Memphis. I like the way they've set it up. So the 9 seed and the 10 seed, they've got to win. They've got to win twice. You're not getting a free pass. So there's actually a reward for finishing in 7th and 8th place, and there's a reward for finishing in the top 6. I got to tell you what. I think this play-in stuff should stay. Just imagine. This NBA season's already been a massacre and a train wreck as it is. Imagine if there was really nothing to play for over the last month. Dear God. Just start the play-in. Just start it. Just start it. Dip it once. You're done.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school? Yeah.
We can't get over it either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.